evening, good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm back, and I have the most amazing guest with me today, Dr. Eric Braverman. Welcome to the show, Dr. Braverman.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here.
Your work, Dr. Braverman has written two books. The latest one is called The Younger You, but the book before that I have used so much with clients and really reminded them that they could improve their brain power through the book called The Edge Effect. And Dr. Braverman, you've taught us a lot about using, amplifying the power of the brain so that we can both assess what's limiting us and live longer. You've made some...
Isn't it amazing that it's the most missed organ in healthcare?
I know, it's like
the brain.
Big computer, isn't it?
It's our central computer, it's the CEO. You're born head first, you get out of trouble head first. I mean, our whole life is shaped by brain chemistry.
Wow, is that what you
I mean, you know, $100 billion is spent on dementia, and almost no one ever gets a memory test until they're already demented. We spend a fortune on so many other things, from watches to pap smears to mammograms, and we don't get tests of why we're addicted. Our kids are depressed and anxious and obese. This book, Edge Effect, is a guide so everybody can get the edge, and the effect is your entire health is positively affected by a healthy brain. You know that a healthy brain actually predicts longevity better than anything?
Wow, really? How did you get into doing that? What turned your focus that way?
I worked at the Brain Bio Center in Princeton, New Jersey, the Princeton Brain Bio Center.
Oh, wow.
And the doctor convinced me that the brain was the most important organ, that anxiety and depression kill us, raise our cholesterol, destroy our health, that he convinced me that sleep problems, people who don't sleep well get diabetes. We just learned so many incredible things from him.
Wow. So how do we start looking after the brain? I noticed the...
In my book, The Edge Effect, we have a quiz. So when they buy the book, Edge Effect, they get a quiz. Also, your audience can call us and get a booklet free on brain health,
okay,
too. And we'll give a number out later in the show. But the bottom line is they read Edge Effect, they take the quiz, they learn if their problem is in energy or memory or attention or anxiety or in sleep cycle or carb craving. And the brain controls your weight, and the brain controls the most important metabolism organ, and the brain controls basically your whole thinking life.
You know what's really interesting, Dr. Braverman, is that you wrote The Edge Effect and then now The Younger You, and I did both tests, and I did what I was supposed to do with The Edge Effect. And then when I tested in the younger you, and here I'm 100 years old, right? But, well, actually, I'm 64. And when I did the test in the younger you, there were a whole bunch of stuff that I don't have anymore that I used to have. You see what I mean? It's like,
yes,
my test was, I kept thinking, am I cheating because I'm saying no, or I would have said yes or something, you know? But it wasn't that long ago. I would have had a lot of these symptoms that they were...
Well, in the Younger You book, we show people that you can have a 20-year-old brain, but a 50-year-old or 75-year-old immune system die of breast cancer at 40.
Right.
Right, and then you can have a young, you know, a great immune system, great brain, and a bad hip, and break your hip and die young. So you're only as young as your oldest part is the message of that book. That, and you can actually scan and know everybody's age at every part of their body.
Hmm. And so you recommend doing the tests in both books?
I do. I think that, in most people, we've decided their head is attached to their body. Don't you agree?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So as long as your head is attached to a body, you need to have a test for your body's age at every location. And then we test the body at every location. We go from there.
Well, and I bet some of the listeners don't realize that, for example, that if you're, going back to the Edge Effect, if your temporal lobes are short in function, they're not doing neurotransmissionally what they should do, right?
Yes.
You can have a huge syndrome of problems which have a lot of, like, physical disability involved and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
And yet you can reverse a lot of that by nutriating the brain, right?
Of course. You can. Here's the key thing you have to realize: each section of the brain has a nutritional basis.
Mm-hmm.
So dopamine, tyrosine raises dopamine and phenylalanine, and those are the way we build nutrients in the brain. We can raise acetylcholine levels with choline powder. We can raise a host of other nutrients can raise, like GABA levels, so we're calm. Nutrients like tryptophan, hydroxytryptophan, melatonin can raise serotonin levels.
So these aren't drugs.
And, you know, you try to avoid the drugs as much as possible.
And so when we talk about the aging part, then we can reverse, can you actually reverse aging?
Of course. I mean, aging is a sign of everyone's getting osteoporosis and they're shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that shrinking, we're able to reverse some of that shrinking, you know, and stop the process and actually put bone back into people's bodies. So that's one thing we're able to do. Right? Another thing we're able to do with the memory is we're able to add memory, add attention. We're able to improve sleep and a host of other things.
How can you add memory?
You can add the ability, you can make a brain faster. Some individuals actually get faster.
Really?
Absolutely.
Have you got any examples of people who live?
We got Parkinson's patients who are completely demented and drooling, got their memory back. We have demented patients who stop talking, get sections of their memory. We have ordinary folk just retesting their memory a year or two layers later, improving in a global fashion.
Tell me, can you do...
Now, all these booklets, let me give you a number toll-free, 888-231-PATH on reversing memory disorders, reversing Parkinson's, reversing dementia. We have a book on reversing diabetes. We have a book on reversing depression. A book on reversing addiction. So we take them all on.
Well, tell me this. If you had this fellow who was drooling and on Parkinson's and you reversed that, was it all through natural, through amino acids?
No, drugs, nutrients, hormones, lifestyle.
Chemo?
I use the full gamut of what's available in medicine today.
So what about hormones? Tell me about hormones.
We use 21 bioidentical hormones described in my Younger You book.
Okay.
And in that book we have a tremendous list of everything of natural hormones that we use, from pregnenolone to DHEA to growth hormone to repair hormones to bone hormones. People don't even know how many different thyroid, there's vitamin D hormones, there's so many different hormones out there, you know?
Yeah, because we're kind of hormonal beings, eh?
Yeah, oh, we got hormones everywhere.
So what can you do with somebody who has no pituitary, for example?
You give them a pile of hormones and reverse it, that's all.
And you can reverse it so it'll regrow?
No. Well, no. You can reverse it so their function's normal.
Okay. And you do that through hormones.
Correct.
Tell me about cancer. What do you think about cancer in our society? What's going on? And
radiation, age, bad hormones that we're exposed to, toxic hormones through our foods, pesticides, plastics, etc.
Is there any hope?
Sure. We do it all the time.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
So you take on somebody, do you take in people that are really...
We have a lot of early cancers. We pick up precancer thyroid nodules every day.
Okay.
All types of precancers.
How do you do it? You've got an amazing...
We do a head-to-toe ultrasound, and your audience can call for the head-to-toe ultrasound, which is, I have a booklet on how to do a head-to-toe ultrasound, a new 21st century physical. And that number is 888-231-PATH.
See, and you have a whole book on how to do this ultrasound.
Correct.
And in the ultrasound, you see, you can break down everybody's nutritional, biochemical interaction and stuff.
Absolutely.
So you can tell propensities.
Correct.
Genetics?
Yeah, 50% genetic, 50% environment. Can we take a short break and then you give a number where people can call in?
Okay.
What number do you have for calling?
Okay, if you'd like to call in and talk to Dr. Braverman about your world, call This is in the U.S., 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, call at 888-815-9756. I'll repeat it, 888-815-9756. And the direct line in the U.S. is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Call in with your questions for Dr. Braverman. It's a really great opportunity. So people come to your clinic.
Do you have a short break right now?
Yeah. Are you having a short break?
Yeah, can I have a short break?
Yes, you can.
I'll be right back to you.
Okay.
And you want to go over what you can do? If you can, you teach me a little bit about the book. I'll be right there.
All right. One of the things that I have found about, for example, the Edge Effect, I put myself on the supplements according to... Actually, there was a woman named Audrey McKell who steered me in this direction. She had me in a few other supplements as well. But at the time, I was really coming out of a long period of having been through some nervous crisis. And I'll tell you what, after reading this book and really going through the supplementation amino acids required for where my deficiencies were, in fact, some of the deficiencies were so great, they said, do not think about it, go to your doctor immediately, and I didn't. But I loaded up on the amino acids, and I'm telling you, I feel like a brand new woman. And the thing that's really interesting about this book, these both of these books, is they have a diet. He calls it the rainbow diet, and I think it's because it contains a variety of brightly colored foods. And then it says, don't skip meals, the 3 evenly spaced meals a day, plus 1 late morning or late afternoon snack. Finish your dinner in time to have 3 hours to digest before you go to bed. Don't eat canned foods, saturated fats, and read your labels really carefully. Avoid pickled or smoked foods. Choose lean meats and trim fat whenever possible. Increase your fiber intake. I remember learning years ago that people who were on insulin were reducing their insulin up to 45% when they raised their fiber in their diet quite a bit. Drink a variety of colored teas. He's going back to the reason he calls it the rainbow diet. Drink only fresh squeezed juice, not from concentrate. Drink 8 glasses of water each day. Avoid white flour, salt, sugar, and soft drinks, and eat yogurt daily. I don't eat yogurt because I don't do milk products, but maybe I should think about it. Chew raw, crunchy foods such as celery, carrots, apples, and pears so that you can feel satisfied. Then he talks about how in this aging one, let's see, when you take the, well, it's a little bit too hard to explain the whole thing, but when you take the test, it tells you about the rate of your brain, or whether your brain is aging, and whether your body is aging, and whether your skin is aging. And I came up being pretty young in a lot of these tests, pretty young for my 64 years. But it's something, I was 80 years old, and I think it's my skin. My skin looks like it's 80 years old, so I don't know if that's a mistake or whatever. But what he says is then you take your oldest, that's the point at which you're aging, and then you start working with that, meaning you start supplementing, using the supplements he recommends, and the diet that he recommends in order to reverse the aging. So if you want to call in and talk to Eric Braverman, call 877-876-5227 in the U.S., 888-815-9756 in Canada, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. And I'll just keep going through this book because, one of the things that I learned also is when you're reading The Edge Effect and also when you're doing the test in the younger you, if your serotonin, the occipital lobe, presents, or that part of your brain creates a neurotransmission called serotonin, and that's the happiness neurotransmission. And if yours is very low, guess what? You're probably sad. You're probably depressed. So I started popping 5-HTP willy-nilly, and I'll tell you something that's really interesting is that it's an amino acid combination. The T part is tryptophan. And it feels like somebody just gave you a really subtle lift. So I take it really regularly. I didn't realize that I tended to be sad. I've had a lot to deal with in my life, just like the rest of you. And I tended to have kind of a sad streak, and I thought that was because I had water in my chart. And in any case, it just lifts you, and it's non-toxic, and it's really changed my life. But the thing that really has knocked my socks off is the GABA. And I found through a health food person that instead of just taking GABA, which can make you feel sick, my temporal lobes were really, really weak. And when the temporal lobes are weak, it's really interesting the number of things that can happen in your... here it is. I've got... the number of things that can go wrong in your world when your temporal lobes are weak include a whole lot of physical. Here it is here. You can have...
How are you?
Hi. Nobody's called in yet, but I'm telling them all about the temporal lobes and the GABA.
Well, that's the mood swings. And the temporal lobes controlled by GABA, and your audience should know that a new breakthrough is available on brain health and well-being. Simply put, that everyone can have a stable mood and learn the technique. The greatest breakthrough in that is inositol in the brain calming cream that we use.
What's
remarkable.
The brain calming cream?
Well, there's people who can't swallow pills, they can use it as a gel. If they can't use it as a gel, then they can take it as a powder. But there's a way to take a vitamin for everybody.
So where do you put the brain calming cream on your head?
On your body and your face. I mean, but the cream powder is good, inositol, and there's other things, too.
I guess I have never tried inositol. I was telling people how when I started taking 5-HTP on a regular basis, I really cleared up a whole sadness that I was living with all the time.
Okay.
And GABA. I thought the temporal lobes had a lot to do with physical pain and so on.
Well, GABA does. I had a patient today who was actually in severe pain on narcotics and steroids. And those patients ended up needing seizure drugs. Now, people don't realize that are on Oxycontin or prednisone, that calming the brain can literally shut off pain.
Hmm.
And that's what we did for her. We shut off pain.
With what?
With, actually turned out to be inositol, 5 grams of inositol, Klonopin, and a seizure medicine called Depakote.
So what about addictions?
Addiction patients, we've been using Campyl a lot lately, which is a very powerful amino acid that ends up reversing osteoporosis and, helping with high blood pressure, but it's also reversing the addictive GABA deficiency.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Campyl. Tremendous breakthrough.
C-A-M-P-O?
Yeah, it's a tremendous breakthrough. And
well, what is the addiction? The addiction cycle is pretty interesting in people. Is it like?
Addiction cycle is due to GABA deficiency. Hold on, I want you to tell everybody about the GABA brain chemistry, and I'll be right back.
Okay, so it's up to me. But I know that he works with a machine, and we had Lee Gerdes on, and he was talking about using his machine, his high frequency electronic machine, to unhook the repeated pattern of the neurotransmissional activity in the brain. And that's how they dealt with addictions. And he was saying they had like 90% success with crystal meth. That was absolutely amazing. So he's talking, Dr. Braverman's talking about GABA and addiction. That's the temporal lobes. So the GABA, and here's a little trick I found from somebody in a health food store. Instead of taking GABA, we have a caller. I'll just finish my thought, and then we'll let you come through. I was taking GABA in great capsules, and it hurt my stomach, and this woman recommended GABA Calm, which is a sublingual, which is peppermint-flavored, and it's kind of a combination of things, including some tyrosine, and I find by sucking on those things regularly, A, they're really pleasant, they're a breath mint, but slowly but surely, the temporal lobes begin to flesh out and everything starts to balance again. Good evening. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I have a question. I'm going through what I believe is perimenopause right now, and I do a lot of reading,
mm-hmm.
and I live a pretty healthy life, and I'm in pretty excellent shape for being 51.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been taking DHEA, and I was just wondering what the doctor's opinion of that is.
Did you do any of the tests? I'll tell you what, I'm killing time with you in a way because he went off because somebody called him. I guess that's the way doctors are.
Oh.
But he will be back shortly, so why don't we chat a little bit about what you're going through? Did you do any of the tests or did you ever look at his book?
No, none of it.
Okay.
Honest with you,
Okay.
She has. What's her diagnosis?
She perimenopausal. She's working with DHEA.
You know, isn't it a shame that perimenopause, women end up in the hands of psychiatrists. Progesterone gets removed. They can't sleep. Estrogen gets removed. Their metabolism is terrible. And you just end up with a terrible slide for women.
Can I interject one thing?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm feeling fantastic.
Are you on natural hormones?
No, I'm not on anything. I've been taking, I take a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of supplements. I take Some supplements.
So you balanced your brain chemistry with nutrition. But most women are having a terrible hard time.
Everybody I know is having a horrible time.
With menopause and everything.
Why is that in our society? But she's taking DHEA, and she was asking what you think about that.
Well, I love DHEA. That's what she's treating her menopause with, but it's not a substitute for natural estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Women have to know that there's a bioidentical hormone. They can read my book, tells you all about it. They can read Susan Summers' book, Ageless. But if you treat your menopause, you won't end up with, you know, basically burn up, dry up, swell up, and turn to stone. I mean, an average woman at 60 years old, you know, the vagina is dry as could be, the hair is falling out, a person's got curved shoulders. People are losing height, they're losing memory. We have to treat them in their 40s. So at 40 years old, we have the ability to do some really incredible life-changing transformation with natural hormones.
And this young lady is only 51.
But the next 9 years are hell on earth. Basically, next 9 years is like going from 10 to zero.
Menopause
is like a boulder dropped in a lake. It keeps hitting you wave after wave after wave.
Well, that's a pretty heavy statement there.
It's a heavy boulder.
What do you like
menopause,
about
you know, DHEA? A woman came to me the other day. She goes, menopause was 9 years ago. I thought I went through the change. I said, lady, someone came to us the other day, and they got shot two ovaries. Bullets hit both their ovaries and died. 10 feet later, the woman walked but fell down on the floor after 10 feet. She looked on the ground. She said, I spent a half hour looking what she tripped over. I said, you just got shot. She says, oh, that was 10 feet ago. Why should I feel that bullets that hit me 10 feet ago should affect me 10 feet later? I said, because they're bullets. Well, that's what menopause is, bullets. And women think, oh, my God, I went through the change. How do you get from 50 to 80 from a middle-aged woman to a dried-up, short, shrinking prune who can't remember who you are? Half the women are dead from dementia or cancer or some other thing. How does it happen? It happens because your hormones are dying. My book, Younger You, tells you to turn back the clock and how to save your life.
So we can get to this young lady?
Yeah, they get the bioidentical hormones. They read my book, Younger You.
Okay. Did you get that?
Okay. Well,
change your life forever with these books. And I mean that.
Yeah.
Change your life forever with these books.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm glad you did better.
DHEA, getting a little nervous.
Let me tell you what you're getting from DHEA. You're getting over-the-counter menopause treatment.
That's
why it's working.
It seems to be working.
Well, but it won't be good enough. I'm telling you, over the next 9 years, you can do even better.
Well,
get my booklets on natural estrogen, 888-231-PATH. 888-231-PATH.
Okay, well, I'm going to check that out, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's a pretty big subject. A lot of us, I thought I had done really well, so now that I'm 64, it's still worth going and getting that, right?
Yes.
It is?
Absolutely.
So, and where do we go for that? I mean, we're not all in.
I don't know. They call my office. We'll help you find a doctor.
Okay.
888-231-PATH. You know, I have an interesting, unfortunately, I have to take a short break again, but I have an interesting message for you that you might want to share. Why don't you evaluate if you want to share this with your audience?
Okay.
And I apologize, but something's come up with my family. So I'm going to play this, and you can play it as long as you like, and then comment on it.
Okay.
So hold on one sec.
Okay.
Least invasive and most
effective.
Well,
this is interesting, so we're going to get an interesting message.
After his PATH medical head-to-toe examination, your body will tell Dr. Braverman everything he needs to know to fix it.
Well, I don't know what the message is about yet, but here it comes.
After a head-to-toe total health assessment has been administered at PATH Medical, Dr. Braverman develops a customized treatment plan for you that helps you to maintain optimal health or restore your health as fast as possible. He prescribes medications judiciously for as short a course as possible. His goal is always to eliminate drugs in favor of proven alternative therapies. Your comprehensive health print can include his recommendations for diet supplements, gentle electrical therapy, hormone balancing, lifestyle changes, chiropractic, and counseling.
Well, that's interesting. He uses chiropractic as well. Excellent. I really am a fan of moving the body structure in order to incorporate.
Proper nutrition is the foundation for good health. nutrients supply the raw material necessary for brain chemical reactions, which generate the electricity which defines life itself. Good food results in good health, energy for physical and mental fitness, and reserves to support immune function to avoid illness. We really are what we eat.
I also know he works with a big a machine called the Beam Machine, and I wanted to talk to him about that. I think it, what it does is
a
it...
A good diet is not a fat diet. If you want to maintain your proper weight and ensure proper nutrition for good health, you need to use the most advanced nutritional plan for good health, the Rainbow Diet. Total Nutrition comes from foods of all colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. A well-balanced diet includes colorful foods that provide the amino acids, vitamins, and antioxidants that are vital for good health.
Colors are important because they're the spectral influence, aren't they?
Your personal Rainbow Diet consultation will show you how to lose weight, reverse hypertension, ease arthritis, promote healthy skin, and improve dozens of other conditions such as hair thinning, arthritis, depression, diabetes, PMS, and headaches. And proper nutrition is one of the most important weapons in the fight against cancer. Total health is at the end of the rainbow. Schedule your Rainbow Diet consultation as part of your PATH medical visit.
Well...
Because the digestive system is not 100% efficient, our bodies cannot absorb all of the valuable nutrients from the food we eat. Therefore, any total health nutritional plan must include supplements to ensure your body is getting the amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants it needs for healthy brain cells and body organs.
This Beam Machine that he's got also, it assesses the brain's electrical transmissions. And that's something I would really like to be involved in.
My purpose in seeing Dr. Braverman was to receive treatment for infertility and nutrition. He put me on a special program, and the infertility has been corrected. I've lost 43 pounds, and I have never felt healthier, says patient O.T. It is important to know that not all supplements and formulations are the same. There is a wide range of quality in the raw materials that go into the powders and capsules you ingest, which is why there is a wide price range for seemingly identical products. When purchasing supplements, especially via the internet, not only should you look at what is in the bottle, you should ask where the ingredients come from. Many supplements are made with raw materials from overseas countries which have no regulations whatsoever as to potency and processing methods. This is certainly a case where you get what you pay for.
I agree with that. You got a muscle test. You know
Total
how to do...
Health Nutrients is Dr. Braverman's supplement company. His line of dietary supplements is the product of 20 years of research and clinical practice. Dr. Braverman's custom formulations are made to his specifications by reputable laboratories in the United States who use only the purest raw materials and process them under the strictest standards. In addition to his brain formulas for energy, memory, calmness, and mood, Total Health Nutrients provides over 40 supplements of the highest quality. THN products are your source for vitamins, amino acids, micronutrients, antioxidants, and for nutrient support for specific conditions such as prostate enlargement, diabetes, hypertension, sexual function, and weight loss. Other doctors told me that there was nothing that could be done for my condition, and I lived with it for 7 years. Since I became Dr. Braverman's patient, I am alive again, says Patricia B.
Don, if you're listening, could you come back on the air for me?
For the utmost convenience...
Thank you.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know. This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Siebert calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway.
Hi, I'm back on, and I think Dr. Braverman has an awful lot on his plate today. I'm very disappointed, but in another way, he certainly has inspired me. I really recommend The Edge Effect and The Younger You. These are wonderful, wonderful books, and the thing about The Younger You is he's very clear that no matter what your syndrome or what your level of aging is and so on, there are things about it that you can reverse. Of course, we all have really kind of strong soul journeys, and in those soul journeys, sometimes there are ends, definitive ends already described. Although I don't believe simply in destiny, I think sometimes in these days and age, if we move our energy fields out of this consciousness, we can shift our destiny quite well and create the reality we want. So what I'm recommending is when you go through these books, remember these are actual specific and medicinal routes to actually turning around a lot of aging problems that we have. One of the things when he was talking to that wonderful caller about her DHEA and menopause, it was kind of scary, wasn't it, talking about women and like we've been shot. And then when he talked about the deterioration of a lot of us, I've seen that in so many wonderful women for years. And that can be absolutely reversed. It's very, very exciting. And my recommendation, of course, I love to do energy and so on, and I'm also big on supplements. But I really recommend that people at least go on his website, which is PathMed, I think it's Path, PathMed.com, and you can find his test there. You can do his aging test, or you get hold of the book, The Younger You, or The Edge Effect. I think The Edge Effect should be in everybody's household, actually. And we should be able to reverse an awful lot of our conditions by assessing where the limitations are. Some of the assessments include our inherited situations. I mean, look at your mom and look at your dad and look at your aunts and uncles and your historical people. They tell you a certain amount about what kind of weaknesses that you've inherited. And I know in my family, I'm sure that the temporal lobe weaknesses were very strong. If you can't get up and get going, then you're probably dopamine short. And I remember I was a real coffee addict, and I was reading about the brain over 60, and they say that the brain, our natural enzymes over 60 years old, are not able to actually clear coffee out of the brain. And you know what? I took L-tyrosine one day when I went in for my normal coffee fix instead of having coffee and expecting to have withdrawal and so on. I just took some L-tyrosine, and, you know, I never really thought about it. I just didn't drink coffee anymore, and I was a real coffee hound. But just knowing that your brain is going to fill up with stress and anxiety and that you don't have the natural hormones left or the natural enzymes left in your system to actually transform it really took care of that for me. But also it gave me an amazing respect for L-tyrosine because, you know what, if you can't get up and get going, it's about dopamine. It's about your frontal lobe, and the frontal lobes are how you create your future. The frontal lobes are how you get going. And if you just shore them up with some, and if you can't get going, I would first of all take a look in the books just so that you know that I'm speaking simplistically and things can get me much more complex. There's a lot more associations between parts of your life in this one issue. But you take some tyrosine or L-tyrosine, lo and behold, all of a sudden you're getting up and going and you can really function a lot better. You got good energy. You're not hyper. You're not kind of making your brain crazy like coffee can do. And it's really fascinating. So I found that when I started taking GABA for the temporal lobes, now the temporal lobes really run a lot of, it's kind of your well-being, it's your physical, he called it the emotional thing, and also the, what did he call it, the addictions. My experience with it had a lot to do with body pain. When people have chronic body pain and muscle spasms and panic attacks and so on, and then you start getting on to GABA, and the next thing you know, well, for me it took about a month or a month and a half. It was really a slow process. I don't really have all those extreme situations, but I could feel more and more that, A, I was happy because I already told you about taking the serotonin through the 5-HTP. So I'd shored that part up. I'd taken a bit of tyrosine, although I usually can get going. But the GABA has made a very slow and steady change in the way I feel and see the world. There's an urgency missing. There's a kind of an enjoyment and a respect for whatever I am and whatever I'm doing. And there's a lot less physical discomfort. You know, a lot of us as we get older feel stiffer and you get weird. There's always been jokes about older people complaining about aches and pains. Well, guess what? We don't have to have all that. And I really, I'm just a real big fan of this book. The Edge Effect more than Younger You, because I just haven't had the time with the Younger You. One of the exciting things is about the woman who called about the DHEA. I mean, the way he was talking was really sort of scary, but on the other hand, in the Younger You, they have this whole way of reversing those conditions. So instead of living this deteriorating old lady syndrome, we can go ahead and get ourselves all kind of puffed up again with our bioidentical hormones and reverse the aging process. And I really think that's very, very exciting work. So call in if you want to. We'll talk about whatever you want to, about your health, about your well-being, about fun you're having in your life, about wanting to be creative. I'm 64. A lot of us are really surprised being in our 60s. How vital we feel, how full of beans we feel, how you can see that 60 to 80 is now, and I'm not just talking to those of us who are a bit older, I mean, for at any age, you can experience knowing this part and be pleased, but 60 to 80 is a really interesting time on our planet, that there's a whole kind of a juicy, vital, creative generation that many people didn't used to think after 60 they could create. Then when you sort of look into these books and you realize that you could actually go into his office in New York and go through this entire breakdown, I suppose we could do that in other offices in this country as well. You'd go through this entire breakdown and reverse a lot of your aging, the breakdown part of your aging. Oh my, it's exciting. You can consider writing a book. You can consider taking up painting. You can consider starting new businesses. You can consider really making a difference on the planet. And I just think it's very, very thrilling. And you can also honor your family with being the matriarch or the patriarch who lasts at the head of the family for a long time and in a state of vitality. I'm going to read the numbers again. Maybe you want to call in and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, whether it's channeling from the show before, how you're feeling, how to improve your health and the dynamic in your world. Because we've been talking about diet. And we've been talking about these books, The Edge Effect and The Younger You, and Dr. Eric Braverman and PathMed.com. But we can also talk about multidimensionality, about creating the reality you want. So here's the number, 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 888-815-9756 in Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. We were talking a lot about his products. I want to mention another product which kind of surprised me. For another reason, this product was presented to us, and it's a multi-dimensional product. Maybe it is, but actually it's a multi-level, and I kind of scoff at multi-levels. But anyway, this one is called Manitech Ambrotose. And I have to say that it set my brain up to change radically. So we always take our little bit of Ambrotose powder each day, and I found out from many psychologists and psychotherapists that they get their clients on Ambrotose, which is kind of a powder that started off being aloe vera. And I guess it's been through this big process and so on. But it works with the brain-blood barrier, and it increases your brain's ability to incorporate nutrition in the brain and so on. And I was taking it for a while going, well, this is interesting, and it was supposed to be mostly for my partner, Bob. And after taking it for a while, I just stopped and went on to the next thing, and I found my brain getting very agitated and so on, and I realized my brain had always been that way. I probably had a lot of ADD. I hadn't actually assessed it that way. And so we always take, I went back on Ambrotose, and we always take it. And it's really amazing for people who have limitations like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and so on that come from an imbalance. I would say, according to Braverman's book, it's an imbalance in the acetylcholine production in the parietal lobes. That's the top lobes in the brain. When you have your acetylcholine out of balance, then you can have too many visions. I was reading about this, and I thought, I don't know if I want to correct it because I love my visions. They're great. But I must have had some of that acetylcholine imbalance, or I wouldn't have felt so much better after taking the aloe vera. Anyway, he also mentioned to be taking, choline powder, which I'm going to try next. But I also recommend, it's an old multi-level product called Manatech, M-A-N-N-A-T-E-C-H, and they have a bunch of products, one of which is called Ambrotose. And boy, I'll tell you what, everybody, I sure recommend it, especially for aging, for limiting physical function, for deteriorating diseases and so on, because it really enhances the use of the brain. Now, if Dr. Braverman had stayed on with us, we could have picked his brain about that, and he might have said it's not necessary because he's got other products, and that could be true too, and that would be fine. Let's see. But in any case, I just feel really, really excited about this. If you have, the creative, the acetylcholine, the interesting thing about the brain, okay, is that you have aspects of the brain, and as soon as something is not working very well, then what you have is you've lost your edge. And when you lose your edge, you have things like cravings, you have anxieties, you have aches and pains. So we might think, I have aches and pains because my mother did, but really what you have going on is that your computer is working a program that you don't really want anymore, and that program is a destined deterioration. It's kind of interesting. So I'll talk to you a little bit about the four lobes of the brain, unless you call in, the four sets of lobes in the brain. This book tells you that, Edge Effect tells you that each of us, you know, there's four lobes in the brain, and each of us has, just like with your astrological chart, each of us has dominant planets. Well, in the four lobes of the brain, in the frontal lobe, the temporal lobes on the sides, the occipital lobes at the back, and the parietal lobes at the top, each of us has dominant brain lobes. So that you could choose, you know, if you decide that your dominant lobe is dopamine or is the frontal lobe, then you're really a mover and shaker, and you're going to get going, you're going to get a lot of things done, and you're probably a futurizer and so on. If your dominant lobe is your parietal lobe, then you're a creative being. You're one who's going to use visions and metaphor and all that sort of thing to really get things going. The serotonin, the acetylcholine, the back of the brain, the occipital lobe is the area in which we create happiness and peace and so on, and apparently has an awful lot of our past programmings in it. So if you're back there, it's your happiness one, your peaceful one, the serenity lobe, and then... Oh, goody, I'm being interrupted, and I'm really glad. Apparently, that's our playful nature. And I will talk to you, and we'll talk about the temporal lobes after we're finished. So welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you doing?
I am great. And I read Dr. Raverman's book, The Edge Effect.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
It's really helpful, isn't it?
It was very, very helpful. Kind of got me started thinking about different supplements I could take to just alleviate symptoms. I had a head injury, so I'm always thinking about my brain and maybe sometimes too much so, concerned about it. So.
Is your brain, you seem like your brain is working okay now, is it?
You know, it is. Sometimes I'll have things come up that I'm curious, you know, if, you know, what's going on, like I'll be feeling gloomy or I'll be obsessed with some insignificant thing. And so I'm pretty aware of what's going on with my brain and whether or not I'm acting in a way that my brain is stuck on something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really liked his book, and I wish that I felt more competent as like a, you know, with those things. I feel a little nervous. I feel like the supplements are so powerful that I don't want to trip something the wrong direction. So I guess I have some concerns with, you know, what supplements are dangerous and, you know, are we taking things with intention to do one thing and maybe causing other problems? So
you know,
that
the
would
only
be one of my concerns.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you heard any of this stuff on channeling, but it's kind of similar in a way. I'm an old supplement junkie. Studied health foods years ago because I did not ever feel well, and I really got myself turned around fairly young, and then again recently. But the thing that you can find out about supplements is that if they're wrong, you just stop them, and if they're wrong, you'll know it. You feel it. You
right.
don't. You, they're not like a drug where, you know, you can really get yourself into some really deep trouble. You
right.
can get into, well, I shouldn't say that. There are a few things you can do with supplements that can get you into deep trouble.
Mm.
And one of them is like taking way too much vitamin A and D, like cod liver oil. You can just throw your circuit into a terrible shape. But the antidote for that is stop taking it.
Oh.
Because if it's natural, it might take you a week or a little while, but the body just clears it. It's really quite, you know. So you can't get too far off base.
Hmm.
And so what you're talking about, so you haven't tried doing the things that you read about in Braverman's book?
I did. It's been a while. It was like, well, this is another problem with my memory. I don't know really how long ago it was. It was when Anne visited 2 times ago, so I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably about a year ago.
Well, the thing is,
more.
Have you looked at The Younger You?
No, I haven't read that. And I'm thinking about going and getting it actually right now. I have my coat on and my car keys in my hand.
Well, I just want to say this to you. Because you have had an injury to your brain, and I'm looking at your brain, and you have a certain kind of anxiety that runs in your brain, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel this, and I'm not prescribing. I want you to play with this yourself according to what you're reading, is that you need the choline. And he was talking about choline powder and GABA, just even the GABA calm. And I'll bet you over a period of time, you would find your brain calming down. And
ooh.
you can make me wrong. I'd love it if you just called me and said you're wrong. But
I'd rather make you right.
But I feel really safe saying that to you.
Okay.
And the second thing is that the book Younger You has so much about reversing conditions in the brain. Remember, the brain is a computer, and it gets etched in certain ways, and then we follow those programs and follow those programs, and we can shift the programming, but we have to find a way in there. And I just feel like you can get a whole lot of strength in your brain, like re-nurture it.
Well, I really resonated with the stuff you were saying about if you just can't get up and get moving. Now, I am one of those people. You know what, if I don't have something that I've already planned out to do during the day, I could just sleep the whole day.
Really?
And
see, I don't sleep very well, so there's a little envy in me here. Huh?
I don't generally fall asleep as easily because then I've got myself occupied completely. But
what happens if you really love something that you're doing?
Oh, I could just go not sleeping for weeks.
Yeah.
I could just do it for weeks, but you know, if once I fall asleep, then I actually really love that.
Yeah, but you know what I'm seeing when I'm looking? You know I'm an intuitive. I bet you
right,
know that.
Right. And you're a great one.
Thank you. When I'm looking at your brain, I'm going, you have a kind of an overwhelm going on, it seems to me, in the parietal lobes and a lot of trauma in the temporal lobes. So I'm not sure if it's the frontal lobe that's really out of whack. I think your brain gets into overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to get off and go to sleep. I think that you're probably lucky that you can sleep like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to want to reach down the phone and put my hands on your head and calm that top. It's the top part of your brain that seems to be getting a little hyperactive. Does that feel about right to you?
Right. The very tip of my head.
Yeah. And it's
so hyperactive, you can't even believe it.
Yeah. It's a very different. I've had some of that experience, not as much as what you've got going right now, but I know it can be soothed and calmed down. And I believe in a lot of his work here will not make you sick. It's really quite, I mean, a lot of this stuff's water soluble. If too much water, it runs out of your system, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that you're being courageous and cautious at the same time. It's very wise, darling.
Well, with my brain, if I push it too far in any direction, you know, it resonates at a really high frequency, and it's scary to me.
One of the things about you, and this is a reading, is that you have a very high frequency nature. We talked about channeling the hour before.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I did, I think I did say it partially, but it's people who have essentially a very electrical and high frequency energy that can run the energy fields of different dimensions easier too.
Mm-hmm.
And until you break into that, that can actually be a little overwhelming for your own electrical circuitry. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You need to have a lot of water and a lot of air, and we'll talk again. I appreciate your call so much.
Well, I appreciate you being here. And I'm a little disappointed that Dr. Braverman wasn't able to answer questions or even be able to listen very effectively today.
I think that he was too stressed by a personal thing. I don't know what it was. I'll call him later.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he can come back sometime when he has more time, because I think a lot of the listeners probably feel the way I do, which is, I wanted to know more.
Me too. I did too. But you know what? Maybe he needs some GABA-COM.
Which is something I'm going to pick up.
It actually is a really pleasant after-dinner mint, so look for the peppermint one.
Okay. Where do I get this?
I can just get it at the health food store. I think it's Natural Source or something. It's been very effective for me.
Wonderful.
All right, darling.
Have
thank you so much
week.
For your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I also am extremely disappointed that Dr. Braverman was so, he seemed to be having a crisis in his own family, and I believe he has 5 children, including a very young one. So I'm sure that we need to send him love and light and prayers for Thanksgiving. But I'm like Stacy. I would very much like to have heard him answer some questions for personal questions with people, so we'll have to get him back on. But in the meantime, I really recommend these 2 books. And also next week, we have somebody else working on the brain, and her name is Dr. Suzanne Wang, W-A-N-G, and she's a naturopath who I believe does some acupressure and Chinese medicine, and she's been doing some amazing work with environmental influences and mental health of all kinds. So she's working the brain. It's very, very interesting to talk to, and she is going to take calls. And so I'm looking forward to talking to her. I've so much enjoyed talking to everyone today. I don't know if I'm going to be on with Jackie on Thursday night because it's Thanksgiving. We're either going to run a rerun or we're going to be on live to talk to you and say thanks for everything going on. And remember, she is a wonderful channel, Jackie, and her team, that's who she channels, is really amazingly high. So I recommend, I guess we have to sign off and talk to each other next week. I'd love it if you'd email me. My email address is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's Veronica, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, at veronicaentwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E.com. I'd love it if you'd email me with your preferences, your complaints, the stuff you'd really like to hear about, feedback about how you've responded to any of the shows or anything. I'd love your feedback. So write to me, darlings. In the meantime, I want to send all of you love and prayers that everyone is so thankful for many things at this point in the year. This is the beginning of a holiday season, and let's just fill it with our gratitude and respect for one another and sharing the wealth of our hearts. Much love, and we'll see you next week.